costs African economies an estimated 4% of GDP in lost productivity. She says the region must act boldly with unity and foresight, calling on member states to strengthen collaboration in tackling these health threats.
Africa still bears over 90% of the global malaria burden, and non-communicable diseases now account for 37% of deaths on the continent, a staggering figure that is rising steadily. Mental health, as we have heard from the Secretary General, once overlooked, is now a growing silent crisis. Not even so silent, it is a crisis. We can feel it. With depression alone costing African economies an estimated 4% of GDP in lost productivity.
Meanwhile, COMESA Secretary General Chileshe Kapwepwe said malaria continues to drain African economies, with more than 100 million cases reported annually and economic losses estimated at $12 billion per year.
Malaria continues to drain economies with over 100 million cases annually and economic losses estimated as $12 billion per year continent-wide. HIV and AIDS still affect an estimated 20.6 million people in Eastern and Southern Africa, the highest region prevalence in the world. Non-communicable diseases are on the rise, contributing to over 37% of deaths in the African region, straining already limited healthcare systems.
Economist Dr. Lubinda Habazoka says Zambia's economy has performed well over the past 4 years, particularly in the area of debt restructuring, where about 90% of the country's external debt has been successfully restructured. However, he has cautioned that Zambia should avoid borrowing from Eurobond holders in the future, citing the risks associated with such financing. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Habazoka has attributed the projected reduction in the public debt-to-GDP ratio to 91.1% by December 2025 to ongoing debt repayments and sustained economic growth. He has emphasized the need to continue strengthening economic fundamentals to ensure that growth translates into tangible benefits for citizens. Meanwhile, Dr. Habazoka has also advised the government to exercise caution in exporting maize to ensure adequate domestic stocks in case of a drought this year.
There are a lot of factors that contribute to the ratio of debt to GDP, and it's economic growth in this case, because our debt has been growing, yes, but probably it has been growing at a slower pace than usual, than for example the past 10 years or 15 years, but our economy has been growing. So this reduction or the falling of debt to GDP ratio can be attributed to, one, the debt repayment that we have started doing. You know, we had not been paying debt for the last 4 years. The debt stock is reducing, while the rate at which our economy is growing is also increasing. The projections of 6% this year, and if that is attained, we are going to see 91%. And by, if we continue in the same pace, our debt to GDP ratio is going to be around 60. Those are impressive figures.
The Access to Information ATI Coalition has expressed concern over the delayed implementation of the Access to Information Act, despite its approval by Cabinet earlier this year. Speaking at a media briefing today, ATI Coalition Chairperson Father Daniel Mutale, through a speech delivered by Vice Chairperson Guest Nirenda, has warned that the window for compliance is closing fast, with the December 21, 2025 deadline approaching. Father Mutale has stated that the continued delay in signing and gazetting the required statutory instrument threatens the Act's implementation roadmap and may hinder the public's ability to fully exercise their right to access information.
We therefore urge the government of the Republic of Zambia to expedite the issuance and the gazetting of the SI to ensure that the legal framework for implementation is completed well within the statutory time frame. In addition, we call on the Human Rights Commission as the oversight body established under the Act to issue the guidelines that will assist information holders.
Meanwhile, Miss Zambia Board Chairperson Lorraine Chisanga has underscored the importance of a comprehensive regulatory framework to support the effective rollout of the ATI Act.
The passing of the ATI Act was a significant milestone in our democratic journey. However, without the corresponding regulatory framework, its full potential cannot be realized. A robust and fully functioning ATI framework is essential for fostering good governance, empowering citizens, and strengthening public trust in our institutions.
Minister of Defense Ambrose Lufuma has expressed concern over the increasing exploitation of illegal mining sites across several provinces, warning that corruption has enabled the practice to flourish in exchange for bribes. Speaking during a stakeholders' meeting on illegal mining held in Lusaka, Mr. Lufuma has emphasized the urgent need for dialogue and collective action to ensure that the country's mineral resources are exploited for the benefit of all Zambians and not just a select few. Mr. Lufuma explains that illegal mining poses a serious threat to national development, security, the economy, and the general well-being of people, as it also leads to environmental degradation and the pollution of water sources.
Most provinces in Zambia are seeing explosive growth in illegal mining sites, going to critical minerals such as gold. Corruption amongst local officials allows illegal sites to flourish in exchange for bribes. This illicit activity poses a significant threat to our nation's security, economy, environment, and social well-being. Combating illegal mining requires a multi-faceted approach. This can be achieved by fostering collaboration between government agencies, mining companies, and local communities to ensure responsible resource management.
And Army Commander Lieutenant General Jeffrey Ziele echoed the minister's concerns, stating that illegal mining has escalated into a significant national security threat, calling for a coordinated, multi-agency response to tackle the issue effectively.
For decades, mining has been one of the pillars of our country, providing employment and revenue to fuel our national resources. However, in recent years, the troubling power reality has emerged. Illegal mining, once limited to small, sporadic incidents, has now grown into a complex, multifaceted challenge. The rapid spread of these activities has been ignited in various illegal mining hotspots across our good country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Export Development Fund, ZEDF, has expressed concern over the continued low uptake of its loan facility by entrepreneurs in the export sector, despite the fund's aim to bolster non-traditional exports. Speaking during a high-level breakfast meeting focused on accelerating the growth of NTEs in Zambia, ZEDF fund manager Dr. David Chewe has revealed that out of an additional $25 million recently made available, only $1.1 million has been accessed by just four companies involved in export activities. Dr. Chewe said during the last quarter, they only received about 40 inquiries. Out of those, just seven applications were submitted and only three have been approved.